This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. A Palestinian gunman opened fire in East Jerusalem Saturday, wounding two people a day after a fatal shooting outside a synagogue. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa.
A Palestinian gunman opened fire in East Jerusalem on Saturday, wounding two people, less than a day after another assailant killed seven outside a synagogue in the deadliest attack in the city since 2008. According to paramedics, both were fully conscious and in moderate to serious condition in the hospital. The attacker was shot and wounded by police. The attack, coming just a day before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was set to arrive in the region, has raised the possibility of even greater conflict in what is already one of the bloodiest months in Israel and the occupied West Bank in several years. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Children from Brazil's indigenous Yanomami people were airlifted to hospitals in northern Brazil Saturday, suffering from malnutrition and acute diseases after the Brazilian government declared a medical emergency in Yanomami territory last week. The president of the Yanomami District Indigenous Health Council, Junior Yanomami had this to say to Reuters. He says the Yanomami people, for 4 years, we have only been crying, the community mourning, sick children, and for many times we asked for help and it didn't come. Officials have called the crisis a genocide, blaming the administration of former President Jair Bolsonaro for the neglect. The Yanomami Reservation has been invaded by illegal gold miners for decades, but incursions multiplied after Bolsonaro won office in 2018, promising to allow mining on previously protected lands. More on this story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday said Ukraine wanted to preempt Russian attacks on Ukrainian urban areas and civilians with more firepower. Zelensky said Ukraine needs a specific U.S.-made missile that has a range of 185 miles or 297 kilometers. Washington has so far declined to provide the weapon. Ukraine has secured promises for hundreds of Western battle tanks and is seeking fighter jets to push back against Russian and pro-Moscow forces, which are slowly advancing along part of the front line. The head of German arms maker Rheinmetall has told Reuters that the company is ready to greatly boost the output of tank and artillery munitions to satisfy strong demand in Ukraine and may start producing HIMARS multiple rocket launchers in Germany. The news comes just days before Germany's defense industry bosses are scheduled to meet new defense minister Boris Pistorius for the first time. The exact date of that meeting has yet to be announced. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a stop in New Hampshire. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former President Trump says it's good to be back in New Hampshire.
We're starting right here as a candidate for president.
He blasted a decision by the Democratic National Committee to make South Carolina the first primary state, replacing Iowa and the Granite State, noting Joe Biden did poorly in the New Hampshire primary in 2020.
Humiliating fifth-place defeat, and now he's taking a revenge on the voters of your state.
And Trump says he's doing well in the polls, and he's confident he will beat any Democrat.
These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists.
He's announcing campaign leaders in New Hampshire and in South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in California say three people were killed and four others wounded in a shooting at a multi-million dollar short-term rental home in Los Angeles early Saturday. This is at least the sixth mass shooting in California this month. The nation and the city of Memphis are struggling to come to grips with video showing five disgraced police officers pummeling Tyre Nichols. The footage released Friday left many unanswered questions about the traffic stop of the black motorist and about the other law enforcement officers who stood by as he lay motionless on the pavement. The five Memphis Police Department officers, who are also black, have been fired and charged with second-degree murder and other crimes in Nichols' death 3 days after the arrest. The video, released on Friday, renewed questions about how fatal encounters with law enforcement continue even after repeated calls for change. Marissa Milton, VOA News.